Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "The purpose of life is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer, richer experience." I think an important thing in a class is being able to use what you have witnessed in life in order to help you succeed. The integrative learning rubric Connection to Experience topic challenges students to use what they've witnessed in life and make it applicable to the classroom setting. In communications, my life experience has been critical to build my credibility in a narrative essay, vividly retell a story close to my heart in a speech, and work with a group of people when I said I would have much rather done the assignment by myself. The baseline section for the Connections to Experience topic is Benchmark. At this stage, one can identify connections between their life and the classroom. At the beginning of the year in August, I was writing how I was taught to write in high school. We do not usually write things in first person, nonetheless, write about things that happened to us. At that point, I was at the benchmark stage of the rubric. I had many experiences but did not know how to incorporate them into my writing. I felt like there was never an appropriate place for the stories. My first assignment in which I had to use first person was a goals memo. The memo was a hard assignment for me because I did not know how to write about a personal goal, let alone actually follow through with the ambition. When we reflected on how well we reached our goals, I was astonished that I was able to talk in detail specifically about what I did each day in order to meet the goal. The memo taught me more than just being able to write about the steps I took to reach the goal. Surprisingly, I found that the memo gave me motivation to hold myself accountable each day. The goals memo is foundational for the second semester, which included many more assignments in first person, where you had to support your writing with stories. After the goals memo, I was moving towards the milestone section of the rubric, integrating different life experiences into their proper assignments. This was one step up from benchmark. I achieved milestone through the narrative unit and the group presentation. The second semester narrative unit was my favorite. I've always been told by my friends that they love to hear my stories because I paint such a clear picture. This makes them feel like they're reliving the moment. I learned how to write with an authentic voice on paper while also developing confidence in a speech. I had now mastered the milestone category of the rubric. My next step was to use my experiences in a group environment. The group presentation was a challenging assignment for me. It lasted the entire length of the spring semester, which meant it was a large part of our grade. The only time I had worked with the same people for such a long period of time was with coworkers at work. Even though we were sharing a given task, like at a job, the stakes were much higher, which led to more preparation and stress. In the past, I've had coworkers that I don't work well with, but there's a relatively easy solution. I sign up to work with people I can trust more. In this project, I had to learn how to overcome differences in order to deliver a presentation. I used the same sense of patience and firmness I bring to work with my group. This showed them that I understood if situations arose, but I was also expecting them to hold their weight. Learning how to be disciplined from the goals memo helped me stay on track and not lose sight of the group presentation date. My ability to lead a group not only came from coworkers, but also teammates in sports. I would hold people accountable on the field to make sure they were doing what they were supposed to. All of these skills made the daunting group presentation not only doable, but a fun challenge that I can talk about in a future interview. Overall, communications helped me grow as a person by holding me accountable to reach my goals, teaching me that I could write a well-developed paper using just my experience, and finally, enhancing my ability to work with people in a group. All of these skills are highly sought after in the business world. So many recruiters look for more than just a GPA, but a person who will bring something special to their company. A big thing that separates applicants and their experience is their experiences and how they have shaped them. While I've not fully achieved capstone, which is the final section of the rubric, I'm eager to continue to work my way up to it throughout my time at Virginia Tech. Oliver Wendell Holmes says it best, "A mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions."